I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us a jewelry designer and artist, Ratika Haksar. She is an example of versatility who has many feathers to her hat. She is an artist, a creator, a stylist, and a designer. Her sense of fashion and designing led her to create a signature line of jewelry called Ratika's in 2004. She designs jewelry in gold, silver, precious metals, and stones. What sets her apart is the personal touch that she gives to each of her designs, customizing it to suit the client's need. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to call her a woman with the Midas touch. Please welcome Ratika Haksar. Welcome to the podcast, Ratika. Thanks for joining us today. How have you been lately?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you. I've just got back from a holiday abroad. After two long years of not stepping out, this was great. It was rejuvenating. It was inspiring. My trip was so good that I am all set to get back to work in full swing.
You indeed sound very bracing, and I hope that all this refreshing energy gets directed towards producing some great art. Ratika, tell us your story. What inspired you to become a jewelry designer and an artist?
I started designing jewelry about 18 years ago when I was constantly looking out for interesting pieces of jewelry as I was a fashion stylist, and I worked with my husband who's a fashion photographer. And in my quest, I realized that I could make my own pieces, visualize what I wanted, went out and looked for people, artisans, goldsmiths who could do my pieces, and then eventually set up my own workshop. I chose jewelry over doing clothes because jewelry at that point seemed a little more challenging to me. I was one of those kids who constantly doodled behind notebooks, sketched, drew things all over the place. Somewhere along the way, a friend of mine taught me how to do watercolors, and then I started doing watercolors in whatever free time I found. This was in college. Then a little later, I did a small two-day workshop in oil paints because I liked working with colors. Colors just, even now when I start creating an outfit or a piece of jewelry, color is a huge part of the starting process. If I get the color right, then I can visualize the whole product very easily. So since color drove me, I wanted to work with various mediums and paint, and I did a series of oil paintings when my daughter was in 10th grade. So whatever free time I found, I used to paint because it is actually a very meditative process for me. It calms me down, grounds me, and it's wonderful. So again, I did a small workshop with a Russian artist. She came down and taught us a technique where you do a 3D kind of painting, which with plaster, which again we import from Russia, and it is different because it sort of pops out at you, and flowers are a thing that find their way into all my work. And so my latest series was floral, little plants, shrubs, flowers, posies, all in this plaster, which is sort of three-dimensional.
Painting, as you say, has been a meditative process for you, and art is something that in some ways has emerged out of your interest and free time. What does a regular day in your life look like now that this free time hobby has turned into your full-time profession?
Okay, believe it or not, but every single day I start with a hot cup of black coffee and television. I think I grew up being told constantly, why are you wasting your time sitting in front of the TV? But that's what I actually did. I started out with doing mass communication. I made television programs for initial few years of my working life. And I still till date find it most inspiring. I watch movies and go to YouTube on TV and do all that. I think my information, ideas come from various things I watch, people that inspire. I do watch a lot of documentaries too. So that's what I do. First 20 minutes, I watch some TV. And then the next thing, ideally, is to meditate for a bit, which also I use YouTube and the, you know, the chanting and all of that comes from there. Accompanies my meditation. After that, I head out to work. My place of work is about a 40-kilometer drive from the city center. I use that time to make my calls, write out whatever necessary, unnecessary things that I need to do for the day. And once I'm at work, it starts out with jobbing out orders to the embroiderers who are working on hand embroidered saris that I make, then followed up with whatever needs to be done in terms of jewelry. Either I'm planning a new collection or I'm completing orders that I have. In between all of this, I try to take out time to take photographs to put on my Insta page. That I have taken a break from lately. I haven't posted some things that I should have. Yeah, so the whole day goes by doing fun things. I really do enjoy my work between designing jewelry, saris, taking pictures. A very essential part of my day is getting dressed up because I have to plan my whole day. My office is so far away, I dress up depending on what I do at the end of my day. I meet people. It's very essential for me to connect with people, my friends, and I do that also a lot. I make sure I squeeze in a little bit of time for myself so I can connect with the people I love. A very important part of my day is meeting up with my clients. So I like to attend to my clients personally, because if I'm customizing something for a person or if I'm designing something for a particular person, I like to know them. I like to interact with them personally. Because eventually when the piece is done, they should enjoy it. It can't just be my point of view if I'm customizing it. But then, you know, of course, people come and pick up things off the counter as well. It's really fun meeting up with people, different kinds of people, and getting to know them. It's a journey and a process, I think, that again drives me to do what I do and makes it so much more fun, because like I said, connecting with people is most important.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Ritika, tell us about your favorite artwork that you've created thus far.
Right now, my favorite piece of work that I have done in terms of art is this Tree of Life. That again is a sculptural painting. The colors are muted, pastels. I feel very at home doing those colors because they calm me down, and florals and nature and plants and trees make me so happy that I'm constantly translating those things into my work and really, really enjoying doing them. This is a painting which is 5 feet tall and four feet wide, I think. Yeah.
COVID has had a huge impact on art all around the world. Would you like to talk about how the pandemic has impacted art and independent artists per se?
I don't think I'm in a position to comment on how COVID affected art and independent artists, but I would like to certainly say that I found I could escape into my world of paintings and color and sculpture, and you know, it sort of helped me cope with what was happening around me. You can't completely disconnect, but certainly when you are focusing on something that is productive, you sort of feel a high instead of a low, and it got me through those tough times.
Ritika, as you would agree, the market is ever changing and new fashion trends are set every other day and season. Do you feel a pressure when someone asks you about your upcoming projects? Do you suffer artistic blocks at all? And if yes, how do you deal with it? And the constant expectations of presenting something new all the time?
Okay, so I do not feel any sort of pressure or any blocks when it comes to creating things, because I am not in a rat race. Of course, there is pressure of producing and delivering in time and making sure everything is looking good and your thoughts have taken form the right way. All of that is there. But I do not put myself in a position where I need to work against time. And, you know, frankly, ideas really flow easily. I get inspiration from everywhere. If you keep your eyes open and your senses alive, you are constantly being, you know, bombarded with ideas. At least I am. Travel helps. Nature, as cliched as it may sound, is the main source of inspiration for me. People's personalities. So there's constant, it's just, you just have to find time to put all these ideas into momentum to, you know, sort of finally take form. As far as being an artist is concerned, I think everyone is born with the creative instinct. We are all making, constantly creating things that we visualize. It doesn't really have to be tangible, physical objects and things. It could just be thoughts, ideas, anything. So I think it's just a very basic human instinct to want to create.
Ritika, do you have any message for our listeners today?
I believe that you should do what you enjoy and enjoy what you do. And then life is just a joyride. I mean, when you look at the larger picture, there are, of course, challenges that meet you every day. But I think have fun doing what you do. It's very essential. At the end of the day, even if you're exhausted, you won't be cribbing. And don't take yourself too seriously. Someone once told me that I don't take myself seriously, and I think that's a compliment, because the minute you start taking yourself too seriously, life becomes tough. Take it easy, enjoy, and have fun.
What a beautiful note to conclude this podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am your host, Shruti, and we were in conversation with Ritika Haksar. Thank you for stopping by. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe.